If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
It is the Nintendo PowerCast in the morning with a very special guest, the host of Press Pause. What's up, 8-0?
Hey, what's going on? It's been a long time coming, but let's do this. What is going on, NPC fam? It is your boy, 8-0, your hero.
Oh my goodness, do I love hearing that.
It's been a while.
It has. A couple quick announcements, guys. The new Smash Bros. Tournament is up for registration, n64josh.com/smash, and coming out in the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. We'd love to have you. Now, 8-0 has a very special announcement, and it's also going to lead into our topic this morning, which is going to be kind of fun. These aren't necessarily going to be news shows. There might be some,
yeah,
but these are going to be short and sweet, and
they're going to be fun.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and share with us your surprise.
Yeah. So to all you NPC famine, throwback for those who know, I've always been kind of confused on the we, because it's really the wife. She is expecting child. We're having a baby boy. We found out it's a boy. We're about a little over halfway, 22 weeks this week. So I'm very excited. And in talking to Josh a little bit, we were talking about just how cool it is to be able to raise your kid and offer them, you know, Mario and Nintendo, which is, you know, what we all kind of grew up with. And it's just such a neat feeling to have something you loved still matter, right? Like, some of the other stuff have come and gone that we cared about as kids, but not Mario.
Yeah, and you're planning on naming him Mario, right? If I remember.
I'll give you guys his name. It is a video game reference, but
it's not Mario Zero.
It's not Mario Zero, no. Unfortunately, I should consider Mario as a middle name. So it's a Metal Gear Solid name, but we're going to name the child Raiden, which in Japanese mythology is the god of thunder. So when I first played Metal Gear Solid 2, I was probably 15 or so. I was young man, 8-0. I thought, this is the greatest game I've ever played in my life. Like, this is broken video games. And this is the coolest name I've ever heard. And so from that moment on, that name has always just stuck with me. And so I'm really excited to be able to finally, you know, pass that on. Maybe Raiden will hate it, but he'll have a middle name. He can go by Sean or whatever he wants to do.
So did you get, like, how'd that work out? You're like, hey, babe, I'm really thinking about Metal Gear Solid. Could you do me a solid? And we can just.
I wore her down. So many years ago, I was like, if we ever have a son, it's going to be Raiden. She's like, whatever. And I guess, you know, I've said that name so many times that it kind of turned into a solid name to her. No pun intended. Like, she started to like it. So, yeah. So that Raiden is official.
Hey, that's super cool. I love it. So we were texting yesterday talking about this, and you know, you're excited to show the little one Mario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was a little different.
Because, how so? Let's hear.
So at the time the 64 was the system that was out, and GameCube was on the way out. So by the time he was old enough to play, now remember his first word was Nintendo, like his first like three syllable word because of Animal Crossing. It would say Nintendo every time it would start.
Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Real high pitched.
Yeah.
And so I remember him walking by the TV, stopping, looking at it, saying it, and then just kept walking. And we were like, just like nothing. Yeah, like no big deal.
And you were just mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, what have I created? And but at that time, 3D games were more of what, like, they were just more accessible, right? Yeah, like, I'm sure I had the Super Nintendo. I know I did. But I think at the time I had, like, I think my mom had most of my games. So I had, like, Tetris Attack, right? So it wasn't like, here's 2D Mario to check out. And so because of that, he, like, his first, like, gaming experience was Halo.
Right. Right.
And he was good at it, right? You can remember when he used to get on the headset and he was like, I'm kicking butt and taking names, right? And he was like 4 years old. So I didn't like, we really didn't have that. Now, as of late, like, you know, he was playing Mario, like when right before he moved out a couple months ago, we were playing Mario Kart on the regular and that kind of stuff. And it was, it's cool that's still a thing. So, I mean, he's always been gaming, but I mean, you know, you can remember when Halo 2 came out, this kid had like the Christmas rings, like the construction paper.
Yeah.
All glued again. He would rip one off every day for the countdown for Halo 2. So like, he came running out of his room because he saw a spider and he's like, Mom, I need guns and grenades. And she's like, I don't think we're gonna take care of the spider that way, you know. So and then she would talk to me like, yeah, she's like, I don't know that he needs to be playing Halo. I'm like, I mean we're having fun. So yeah, but now it's a totally different time, right? Like you've got all of the classic games right at your fingertips.
Yeah. Yeah. And so that's where I'm not sure, you know, do I start with the classics? Do I start by busting out the NES Classic and just pretending that that's the only games that exist? So the first memory is that game, or do I, you know, start with the modern stuff? Because we have the nostalgia, right? We have the nostalgia for all those older 8-bit, 16-bit. And I think they've aged well. We've all talked about how that generation aged better than the first 32-bit games, or 64. But would a young kid born in, you know, the 20s, the 2020s, sounds weird to say the 20s, would they care about these old 16 and 8-bit games? I don't know.
Well, so the way we had kids, it was like the two boys, and then there was like a almost like a 3-year break where we couldn't, like, for some reason, couldn't have another one. And then we did. And so the boys were playing Halo. Now, don't get me wrong. Like I had, you know, once I had I think they had the 64 set up in their room. So they had access to those games. But then fast forward to the girls, I would come home and immediately be handed a Wii remote to play New Super Mario Bros. Like,
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like that was their gym, and it was the first level. I'm like, hey, can we progress? And they're like, no, the other levels are too hard. Like, yeah, so
we know this level.
You know, at one point, I finally took us all the way to World 8, but we never did actually complete that game. But it was a daily occurrence of like, I'd literally get home from work, you know, out doing construction or whatever, dirty, everything. They're just like, here's the, I'm like, can I clean? They're like, no, it's Mario time. We've been waiting all day to play Mario with you, you know? And those, I mean, that's treasured memory, right? Like Mario 3D World or Super Mario 3D World. Same thing, I come home from work and my youngest was like, I'm on Bowser. I can't beat it. We have to do it together. And, you know, sat, and she had been going hard. Every time I would come home, I'd look in the living room. Here's this little six-year-old playing through Mario 3D World because they make the games more accessible for the younger kid. I mean, we just had to deal with it, right? Like, it was like, yeah, this is just the way it is.
There was no safety bubble, right? Like,
no bubble, no like white tanuki suit that makes you have star power like the whole time. But that allowed her to play all the way through. And then I was kind of glad she couldn't beat Bowser, you know, because it gave me the opportunity to sit and finish that with her. And she was so excited that she beat her first game. And it's that she used to have the little cat ears that she would wear that nice. Came with like, that was like some GameStop swag or something, you know? So, so those kind of memories are what you have to look forward to now.
Yeah, and super exciting.
It's just, cause it's not only the 2D games, like, or, you know, the 16-bit and the 8-bit games, like they've continued to make these games accessible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know your love for Galaxy. And even just having him, you know, point the remote or whatever and just kind of like start to interact that way. And
Or even doing, you know, at the time I didn't understand the Cappy mode and why it would be important to me. But now looking back at Odyssey, you know, being able to, you know, me control Mario or vice versa and have Cappy mode, although Cappy is an important part of that game, and having the wrong person controlling Cappy can make that a very frustrating experience, I'm sure. But, you know, it's cool to be able to do that, even if it's not, you know, Luigi next to you. It's neat to be able to have.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. So the quest you're now tasked with is what is going to be the first game.
That's a tough one, yeah. I mean, that's a really tough one because there's Mario Kart too. If we had access to Double Dash, that would be a great one. Yeah. You know, hopefully they'll re-release it at some point. You know, whether it's Virtual Store or however. But yeah, I'll have to think of it. NPC fam, help me out. You know, what should the first game? I've got a few years. You know, but. Yeah, they will fly by. Next thing I know, it'll be time. Well, and another thing I was talking to Hang, the wife, about, I get to go to Super Mario World or Nintendo World now. Super Mario World. Super Nintendo World with our little kid. You know, I was looking forward to going by myself at some point. Now I don't have to be that weird middle-aged guy by myself there, you know?
Well, and we were actually talking about it on the stream yesterday, but I'm like tentatively starting to plan a meetup there. So, nice. You know, we might have to get all the, as many of the NPC fam there as possible for,
that would be amazing.
It would be so much fun. I can't even imagine how much fun that would be. So you never know. And you mentioned Double Dash. I don't know if I've shown you this, but I've recently picked up the Japanese version of Double Dash. So the boxes are so different and
yeah.
Much smaller, and some cool graphics and stuff.
And their cardboard casings?
So it's plastic. There's cardboard around the plastic, and then the instruction manual and the tiny GameCube disc.
Did they do that for all their games? Because they definitely stopped in America.
I believe, for GameCube, I'm pretty sure that's that's the standard. So
yeah,
it just has to go in my Mario Kart shrine. Now you did mention Mario Kart, and one of the beautiful things about 8 Deluxe is that kid could be born and that day you could put a Joy-Con next to the pacifier and literally race. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. That's very true. And Nintendo, that's where, you know, I love the PlayStation, I love Xbox, but and they've done great things for accessibility. You know, Horizon had crazy, you can customize all sorts of stuff in that game down to like how much damage you do to a specific part of a machine. So like you can completely tailor the experience. Xbox has great accessibilities, and I think you can do like the I think it's, is it console native to where you can set up like dual controller support? So I can actually be in the background kind of helping control the games. I think it's native to the console. You can set that up. They're doing great things.
Yeah.
But none of them really do it like Nintendo yet. You know what I mean? Like Nintendo makes games so accessible to kids, and it's just, it's the perfect family entertainment system.
You know? Well, it really is. I mean, as we're sitting here kind of talking about the different games, I mean, you got New Super Mario Bros, which is that's incredibly frustrating at times when they're mm-hmm. when they're bouncing off your head or they're not moving, and you know, like they do have to be a little bit older for that one, like probably 4, 5, or 6 is probably yeah. better for that. But like but I mean, yeah, even the thing I find, like when my nephews come up and they're super young, their attention span doesn't last, so they're like yeah. they're like halfway through their first race of Mario Kart, and then they're like, can we put in Mario World now? And then yeah. and then like they do half a level, they're like, can we put in Odyssey? And then, you know, it just it's the attention span that just, it's rough.
Well, I think that's a casualty. Like we probably would have been the same way if we had the access these kids have these days, right? Like
right.
we had one game until a major U.S. holiday or birthday, like that yeah. was it. Like you would get one game, basically you would get two games a year back then, you know, if you're lucky. If you were a very fortunate child, you would get one for your birthday and one for Christmas. Like yeah. that was what you had to look forward to, and you had yeah. to play that game or those two games for the rest of the year, so you better choose wisely.
Right. I was literally driving home from my daughter had stayed the night at my parents' house, and I was showing her how far I used to have to walk to get to the rental store, because there was like right along the freeway. I mean, we're out in the country, but right along the freeway, there's this, there was Highway Home Electronics was the name of this store. And I mean, it's probably a good 2, 3, 4 miles from my house, you know? And so 1993-94, I'm walking with my $5 in hand, so I can mm-hmm. rent like the Manhattan Project or, you know, or
yeah.
One of the Turtles games or Street Fighter 2 or something. And she's just like, there's no way. How is that even the first thing she said, how is that even safe? You know,
it was a different time. It was a different time. Although I don't know that it was any better. I think again, it's the information age, right? Like back then, this is getting dark really fast, but back then when kids would disappear, they'd go on milk cartons. Now we have Amber Alerts and all sorts of good stuff set up. So,
yeah.
But so another consideration, as much as we all love Mario, I'm looking at getting the arcade 1-Up for Ninja Turtles. Like that's on my list. I'm going to get that. So, and we got the Cowabunga collection coming up. Like maybe Turtles needs to be the first game. And the cartoon, is the cartoon still going for the new series? That
Nickelodeon's keeping it alive, yeah.
So maybe Ninja Turtles are that first thing we share. You know, that's a huge part of my childhood, all the toys. And I mean, obviously you were the same way, so.
Yeah, and by that time there might be a Mortal Kombat collection, you know, you could just start.
Yeah,
just finish him.
Start with fatalities. Hey, if we're playing it on Nintendo, I can turn it into sweat mode and we'll be fine.
Yes.
We'll be fine. Like, is he punching? No, it's just sweat. They're just real tired. They're real sweaty.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, and I mean, looking back, I know like, you know, there were like Animal Crossing did have some of the classic games,
yeah.
right? So there were some classic games that we played, but I think they could pick up on it even at a young age. They were just like, like, why does that, like, this one's not nearly as interesting as, yeah, you know,
boring
as like GoldenEye or Perfect Dark, or, you know, they loved Godzilla, like the fighting games with, and I could always hear them fighting because the older brother would do the same move to the younger brother over and over again. And he would be like, you're cheating. You know, they're always screaming, you're cheating. And it's just, I mean, they still talk about that to this day. Like just using the one move, you know, so
spamming the move.
Yeah. And you get the joys of being like, I'm not letting you win, kid. You gotta earn this.
Yeah. Everything in life is earned, right? You gotta get good.
Yeah.
Gotta get good. It's a, you know, it's funny though, because at some point as a parent, they're going to start beating you whether you like it or not. So at that point, do you convince them that you're going easy on them, even though in your heart you're broken because they're better at the game than you are? Like, how do you handle that?
So it was interesting. Like, it was a motivator for me, honestly. I was like, I am, these kids will not be better at Halo than I am. And I like, we would have these epic matches. A lot of times it was both of them taking me on. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, I had a friend who was like, $20. Anytime somebody came over, he's like, here's $20 to play Josh's son in Halo. If you beat him, you get $20. And he never paid anybody. You know, like he never like Halo 3 hit, like Reach, you know, it just,
is this the same friend you beat at table tennis with your feet?
It is. Yeah. It was Mike. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. So Rockstar table tennis on the 360, which was a phenomenal game and very bizarre for that studio. But Rockstar table tennis, we used to play the crap out of, and Josh was, he had one friend who was just not good, right? Like,
not a huge gamer. Yeah.
And we were all pretty sweaty at that game, but Josh was exceptional. So knowing the mechanics, he beat Mike with his feet.
You could just use the sticks. You didn't have to.
Yeah.
It was just the two. So we played, and then like texting was relatively like kind of new back then. It was with a flip phone. The pictures were horrible, but I just took a picture of my feet on the controller and sent it. And then he was like, never speak of this to anyone.
Well, now the whole world knows.
It's on the internet forever. So no. And I mean, and honestly, like to kind of close this out here, but like some of my most fond memories are gaming with my dad, right? Yeah. Like having those memories of playing, like he was really into the sports games, Tecmo, you know, so Tecmo Bowl was one, mm-hmm. Double Dribble, nice. You know, but what was crazy is not only were those just fun memories, like we would go work on the farm until midnight, and then come home, pour a bowl of salsa, and play Mike Tyson's Punch Out, like nice. Just taking turns, trying to go as far as we could, not struggling with Glass Joe.
nice little jab there. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You are welcome. So, but also the there were life lessons of like learning not to be a sore loser, you know, like
he how to be always, a good winner, right? Like you
for sure.
You don't gloat and all that when you win. Like I understand if you've been losing for a long time, that first victory you want to, but you have to teach kids how to be a good winner too.
Yeah.
In life. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And you're probably absolutely right. Right. Like some of those games are probably not your favorites at the time. Like you probably didn't care about Double Dribble as much, but the more important thing was just the bonding with Pops. Right. And so it's super cool. And you know, we're all so busy in life, you know, everybody's working, we have information overload. Sometimes you just want to shut the brain down and not do anything, but you have to remember those little moments may be big moments to the little one. So I'm trying to be very mindful of that. Obviously I haven't even had the kid yet, but just trying to prepare myself that, you know, I have to be present, you know. Sometimes all it takes is being present. You don't have to have a plan, just be there. And not just sitting there, but actually be there and engage. So,
and it's got me thinking, I really hope there's some kind of NBA Jam that's easy access, you know, because yeah. I have a feeling that will be a game you would love to he's on fire and snapping the backboard at the end. You know?
I was looking at that arcade one up too. I just don't have space for all these, but I mean those arcade one ups are so cool. But I've got the wife on board with me getting one, and it's gonna live like right behind me right here.
I like it. I like
it. I think I'm gonna go Turtles. You know, the Turtles in Time, Turtles arcade cabinet. That it just it's gorgeous. And those games are so awesome. And it's four players, so you know the whole fam can enjoy it.
There you go. There you go. All right. Well, hey, I hope you guys enjoyed this NPC in the morning. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. Like, just kind of hit us last week as we were recording Press Pause, which you guys can go check out on all the places. But I was like, yo, since we're doing these in the morning, there'll be shorter shows. Let's get you back. We'll talk some Nintendo. So, and we are still kind of brainstorming like what the format of this show should be. So hit us up in Discord, help us get some ideas flowing, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye, everyone.